Okay.
Question at a time.
Hopefully you can hear it. Can you hear it?
Yep.
Ready to do it? It's 2025, people.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that
we're going to be riding with them, 2025. To levitate us tonight to start us off. And before we begin, let me just start the recording. Or we are recording. Oh, welcome everyone to Burgess Power Hour. It is the first one of 2025. And before we begin, I want to just send some healing and loving energy and grace and safety to all the people in California with everything that's going on there. And of course, continuing that for the people of North Carolina that were devastated there, and a lot of the Southeast, and also Hawaii. You know, they had the horrific fires there too. So I just want to send out some presencing us to sending them some prayers out there, and to know that all is well and that they're going to be safe and that they are safe. So I hate to start out our 2025 with that, but that's just the way it is right now, right? So, but I wanted to presence us to that. This is about conscious intentions, everybody, for January in 2025. And a lot of people have said, this is my year to thrive and to be alive, right? And to have some high vibes. So I'm glad that all of you are joining us tonight. And those of you who are recording, welcome. You will need something to write with because we are doing our intentions. We're going to start that process or continue that process. And kind of, I'm going to explain why we even do this. You know, like what, why do we do this? Does it work? Why set your intention, right? Intention is everything, I feel like. But I thought I'd give you a little bit of a background, and then we'll just go right through it and let you write down some cool things. I'm going to give you prompts that you can continue to create your intentions so you have a GPS. So what is conscious intention? What is it? What does that mean? Anybody know?
Being aware of.
Being aware of it. Yeah. All right. How about an unconscious intention?
Everything my bubble talk manifests.
Exactly. And those of you who have not done Essence of Being, bubble talk is that subconscious thought that keeps you from getting what you want. It's like that little bubble above your head. And so, yeah, we create things unconsciously, just like we do consciously. So, and our subconscious can take over. So the bottom line is what we do here at Essence of Being and the Conscious Leadership Academy is really about how do we create things consciously? And that's what we're going to play with tonight. It may not be what you want necessarily if your conscious and your subconscious aren't aligned. Okay. So tonight's about getting our consciousness aligned, going around and creating some intentions for ourselves. It's about getting clear on what you want, about visioning. How many of you have a vision? La, 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 la. Okay, good. Now, definition of visioning might be holding something in your heart and your head, something that you choose to experience and you express it outwardly. Okay, that could be one definition of a vision. If you can imagine it, if you can believe it, imagination is the strongest force available to us. That's what Einstein said, by the way. And so does Burge Smith Lyons. Okay. So one way to create what we want in 2025 is to align our conscious with our subconscious and choose to create something bigger, perhaps, than we could possibly even think about. So I'd like to think most of us are pretty aligned, or we think we are, and that we know possibly that our thoughts could create reality. Is everybody kind of being open to that process, perhaps? So quantum physics has proven that our thoughts have vibrations. So I'm giving you a little bit of a background about why we even, okay, that our brains don't even know the difference between,
exactly.
Right. Our brains don't even know the difference from what we see and what we imagine. The synapses in our brain fires exactly the same way, whether we imagine it or we see it. Really cool, huh? And in neuroscience, I just want to give you a background about this, that basically once our thoughts are embedded into our subconscious, it activates our default mode network. And that's internally focused, meaning it's an internal thing that we do, and it activates that. It's embedded in our subconscious. And so why we write these intentions down, there's a process to using all of your senses. It activates certain parts of your brain. Okay. So the first thing you do is you write it down. Mm-hmm. The second thing you do is read it. The third thing you do is say it out loud. And the fourth thing is you visualize it. So you're creating this from all senses, really just owning it from that. And if you repeat those thoughts or your intentions or your affirmations, it creates an importance, a saliency. It's an importance in your life. What it does is it activates that task positive network in your brain, which means it cognitively focuses your intention to your attention network. You pay attention to it. So your intention turns into attention. And that thought that you have tracks down, kind of finds it in that subconscious. Remember, I say all the time, what do I say? What you focus on
expands,
right?
Yeah.
And it's true. What you focus on expands, and then it activates that executive control network, which basically chases down your subconscious and shifts it. And so you get to look at all the evidence differently. So this is the neuroscience behind why this is important and why it works. And and they also say to do little intentions. If you write down your intention this year is I'm going to lose 100 pounds next week. You know, you go back into it can't be done. You know, it's impossible. So you kind of negate that intention because you start playing that bubble talk in your head again. Your cognitive brain starts taking over. So what I suggest we do with this is definitely write little intentions each day, or have certain things that you know you can achieve that day, and just you're finding new evidence along the way that this really works. So any questions about that before we get down to it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
We'll continue.
All right. Well, it's time to write. So there's a couple things I want us to do first. I want you to focus on what inspires you. Inspiration reveals what we most value in life. So write down two things right now that really inspire you. And I'll give you some suggestions if you can't think of anything. Maybe it could be seeing your kids discover their potential, or seeing your business expand, or discovering universal truth, or breaking through any kind of physical limitations, or seeing people awakened, or saving the environment. Just two things that really get your juices flowing, make you tingle in a good way. So just write down two things.
Uh-huh.
Peter caught me on that one. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Been reading Neville Goddard. Okay. So just taking one more minute. Just jot something down. And I've got some, I think some, nope, that's not it. There we go. So once you've done that, if you want to just write down, you can continue to do this without me. I'm just trying to give you some prompts to use first, okay, to find your values. So some of you may already know what your intentions are for 2025, but this is supporting you and getting even deeper into it, perhaps, and more clarity. So now I want you to write down two things that you visualize or dream about the most. Now, this isn't about fantasizing. It could be something like you dream about it, traveling the world. Maybe you visualize your business challenges have been sorted out, or buying a new home, having more kids, winning awards, creating more wealth. Dream a little bit, and you don't need to know how. So just jot down two things that you really dream about. It could be just for this year if you want, or your whole life. Give you about 30 seconds more. Got it now. Up on the one you're on. Okay. Now you can always go back and add to these things, okay? But I'm trying to give you some prompts here. But what I want us to do now is rate. I want you to rate yourself. I'm going to give you 13 different aspects, and your visions right now about what you're creating in 2025 or for your whole life, it may not have come to fruition yet, or maybe parts of it have. So let's find out where you are first. Sometimes in order to get someplace, you have to know where you are to know where you're going. It's that GPS kind of, here I am and here's where I'm going. Okay, so this is basically, rate yourself a one. If you have no idea, I'm not there yet. I have no idea and I haven't visioned about it. No clue. 10 is I'm living it, owning it, knowing it, creating it, feeling it. Or you could be anywhere in between. Right? Be almost a 10 or not quite, maybe halfway. Right? So it's 13 different aspects. So the first one is career. Rate yourself 1 through 10. Are you at the pinnacle of your career? Or are you just starting out? Are you starting over? Just don't think about it too hard. Just 1 through 10. Where are you? Okay. Number 2, it's your finances. Are you where you want to be? Or do you have a way to go? Where are you? 1 through 10. Number 3, your physical health. Are you an Adonis or a marshmallow? Do you feel like you are in great health, or maybe you have some challenges? Okay, number four. Friends, this is your social life. How connected are you? Do you have any friends? Do you have people that you contact? Where are you in that? 1 through 10. And number five, family. How are your relationships with your relatives? Are they peaceful? Are they connected? Do you have any? Okay. Just family in general. Number six is your significant other, if you have one. Do you have one? Are you totally connected and aligned? If you don't have one, do you want one? Just rate yourself, kind of how you show up there, 1 through 10. Okay. Number seven, personal growth, understanding who you are, self-actualized, maybe looking within. Obviously, you guys are ahead of the curve because you're here. Okay. Number eight, fun, having fun, your fun quotient. Recreation or time off, allowing yourself to play. Where are you? Number nine, your physical environment, where you live. Are you in harmony? Are you lonely? Is it clean? Is it messy? Is it your physical environment? Number 10, your mental attitude. Are you applying your knowledge? Are you positive or negative? Are you actively learning things? And those of you who are in our Conscious Leadership Academy, I know that you are actively learning. Number 11, sexuality. Are you loving yourself? Are you sensuous and allowing yourself to have pleasure? We are human beings and we are in the third dimension, just saying. Okay. 12, emotional self. Are you connected to your own feelings or are you numbed out or do you feel? Do you feel deeply or are you holding back? Okay. And number 13, spiritual connection. Are you connected to your higher self, to God, universe, source, energy, high heart? Where are you in that realm? Okay. Now, I'm sure there are a lot of other aspects, but we wanted just to kind of give you, these are a lot of the important ones, I feel. So now take a deep breath. And look at your ratings and just overall kind of look at the numbers you wrote down. Are you more towards the 10 side or more towards the one side or just kind of glance at it? No need to add it up. Are you kind of in the middle with everything? There's no right or wrong here. Okay. Just kind of glance at it. Go, well, I'm kind of in the middle if you do an overall thing, or I'm more toward not than I am. So ask yourself, how do you feel about it? I mean, do you have a long way to go? Am I better than I thought I was? And just kind of notice, perhaps, which ones I called out, if you wrote them down, which ones you rated pretty low on. Just kind of notice that, and pretty high on. And if you need me to read the 13 again, I can. I could put them in the chat, but I can't talk and type at the same time. Okay. So what I'm asking for us to do is to just become more conscious by looking into these aspects of ourselves. And sometimes you don't even know what you want, but to get clarity, but you need to know where you are now. So don't should on yourself. As I tease everyone, it gets messy if you should on yourself, and then you start feeling guilty, and remember, guilt demands punishment. So when you're vibrating, I should be in a different place, and you're feeling guilty about it, you have this inner critic going on, you're going to create more self-sabotage. So remember, your thoughts create and inform you. You're the master of that. You're the master of your domain. That whatever you think, you vibrate, and that vibrates out. And you can attract punishment from yourself or others if you start feeling bad about it, okay? So if you're a 10, though, that's great. Are you done? So let's dive a little bit into consciously creating what you want. If you're a 10, what would you do? How about create a 20? What would a 20 look like? Right? So I want you to jot down some things to create a conscious vision. And let me give you some ideas. These are little prompts that you can, you're not going to write your whole vision tonight, probably. And maybe you've got one already. Maybe you have an idea, but this might help you get a little deeper and maybe some more clarity. So what new skills do you want to learn? Just ask these questions to yourself. You don't have to answer them right now, but write down these questions. What new skills do I want to learn? What fabulous adventures do I want to have? What people do I want to get closer to? Slow down. Yeah, and you don't have to answer them right now, but
the
definitely.
The second one was, what fabulous adventures do I want to have?
Yep. The third one is, what people do I want to get closer to?
And what is number two? Remind
number
me
two
of
was, yeah, what number two was, what fabulous adventures do you want to have? So number one is, what new skills do you want to learn? Number two, what fabulous adventures do you want to have? I'm inviting all of you to come with me to Machu Picchu in October. Okay. What people do you want to get closer to? The fourth one is, what challenges do you want to resolve? What challenges do you want to resolve? Number five would be, what do you want to let go of? Obviously, any resentments or grievance that you might have. And really naming it and choose to let it go because it really hurts your heart. And the last one is, what breakthroughs and insights do I want to have? So these are some ideas on how you can create your 10s or your 20s, and to envision and consciously create it, write your visions and intentions as if they've already happened. This is one way to do it, is you write down your vision like it's already happened. These are all those things in those 13 aspects. And what you're doing is you're writing it in past tense. You intentionalize it like it's already happened. And you're looking back and you're saying, wow, 2025 was awesome. You're reminiscing about it. You're expecting it. That's one way to write a vision. And again, you can use all those 13 and add more if you choose, and certainly answer those questions that I sent you. But here's the caveat. Don't be attached to it. So if you want to be attached to something, be attached to the what you think?
Feelings.
Not the outcome, but the what?
The
The
feeling
journey.
of the other side.
Yeah, the journey, really. Right? Be attached to the journey of it, because what that can do is kind of, if you start getting too attached to, it's got to be a certain way, a certain time, a certain person, it can set you up. And if you want to commit to something, commit to the journey, not the outcome. Because it will happen in perfect time, in divine time. It may not happen in your time frame. So I always write in everything that I do like this. I say, I choose this or something better. I choose this or something better. That way, you're not too attached to the outcome. I choose this or something better. So instead of saying, I want something, you say, I choose. It's a very powerful declarative saying, I choose something. So the idea is to start becoming more conscious of what you want to create in 2025. And I know many of us might want to let go of what's happened in 2024 for whatever reasons we might have. And there might be have been a lot of beautiful things that happened in 2024, but there is lemonade in the lemons. And I always say, with all the shit or poop, sorry, my French, I'll call it poop, all the poop around, there's got to be a pony somewhere.
Okay. Then I'm just over his dips.
So start looking for your pony. Did anybody want to share anything that they have coming up now, or want to share anything they wrote down, or just thoughts around any of it?
I would like to share something.
Okay.
When you were talking about all the senses, right, and feeling it and all that, one thing that came to me is, I'm very tactile and what do you call that? Where you go within to
Kinesthetic.
find, kinesthetic, exactly, that's the word. And so one of the things that came up for me is like, okay, so I'm visioning, I'm seeing, I'm speaking it aloud. But then I felt like the need to stand up and step toward it, even if it was symbolic. So, just wanted to mention that. Felt good to me, maybe to others that are kinesthetic. I also thought about,
So be yourself,
tactile,
tip.
like reaching out for something that symbolizes that and hanging on to it for a bit, like a stone or
Я не слышу потом.
something. Just that.
That's
Love this,
perfect.
Birch. Thank you.
Perfect. That's perfect, Deanna. Yeah, many of us are kinesthetic. And the visualization part, sometimes we have to feel, touch, know, smell, taste, coming into it. And when I visualize, I'm definitely I'm visual and kinesthetic for sure. The other thing that I love to say, this is what happens, I think, with a lot of conscious people, though. This could be a little trap that we get into, perhaps. We compartmentalize. So a lot of us can get distracted and think, well, it hasn't happened yet. And we put those thoughts in a dark place and we go, okay, I'm going to push that away because I'm not supposed to think about that. Bob's like, me. I'm not supposed to think about that, so I'm going to go put that in a corner somewhere and close the door. So maybe, for instance, if you say, I choose to have more money, the first thought might be, I don't have it, or it's not here. Even if you say, it's not here yet, or I don't have it yet, okay? Sometimes what that does, it pushes, we want to push all that away and say, you know what? I don't want to think about it. I choose this or something better, this or something better. And so I say, yeah, happy, it can come in divine time and the universe is conspiring in my favor. I love that line. The universe is conspiring in my favor. I may not see it yet, but I know it is. So instead of pushing it away, just say to yourself, I choose this or something better. Because a lot of times, if you keep pushing the things you don't want away, they keep nipping at your heels, don't they? Sometimes. If you do not pay attention to everything and embrace all of those things, it wants to, it, and I was, when I was talking about the attention center in our brain, it tries to get our attention. It's like, but what if this isn't happening yet? And so we say, okay, we're going to just put that in a corner. And it sits there in the corner and pouts until it comes back and bites us again. So let me give you an example. I visualized my house that I'm living in right now. I walked in front of it every day and I said, you know what? The house went on the market and I said, I want that house. I choose that house. I'm going to get that house. That house is mine. Okay. I felt there was no way though at the moment that I could really afford it. That was my bubble talk. I can't afford that house right now. I had thoughts about not being sure if I could do it. So instead of pushing against the thoughts of wanting it, I just dreamed it. I went in, I touched stuff. I visualized me being in that house. I visualized creating a seminar room in the house, which I did, by the way. And then as I was visualizing and dreaming into it, somebody else bought it. Now, I let it go because I was like, damn it. This or something better, fine, okay, whatever. All right, so I thought, well, it didn't work. This didn't work, what's wrong? So I kept saying, I want this or something better. And guess what happened? Their deal fell through. And I put in an offer and they came down on their price and it became mine. Now that took 11 months. That whole process took about 11 months. But again, what you focus on expands. So there's that nuisance that people forget. You may not acknowledge, you know, those thoughts or beliefs or feelings, but know it's coming. It's on the way. So that's what I did. I mean, that's just an example of how I was like, oh, okay, more evidence. This really does work. I just have to embrace it all and let my bubble talk go when I say this wasn't meant to be. And I kept saying, this or something better, this or something better. So I know that we want to be positive and affirm our thoughts and we want to do affirmations, but sometimes those feelings get in the way. So we might think we don't want to feel it, so we push those feelings away. But embrace the entire process is what I'm suggesting. What you resist persists. That's what that means. And what you keep pushing away keeps coming back. It nips at your heel. It wants to be acknowledged. It's like a little kid. Mommy, 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 mommy. It wants to be acknowledged. So those feelings come up. And if you push them away, it's more beneficial to acknowledge them and just say, okay, this is how I feel. And I know this is something is coming, this or something better. It's like another step to visualizing. That people may not do often. Embracing it all, good, bad, light, dark. So if I say I want to be healthy, thinner, have more money, what can it do? It can bring up loss, sadness, longing. And if we diss that and think, well, I'm not going to feel that, it will keep coming back because our emotional body will say, yeah, but. Does that make sense? Yeah. So the opposite of resist, what do you think it is?
Trust and allow.
Allow means everything. Allowing it, embrace it all instead of resisting it. And it takes practice to do that. Our little Eeyore comes out, doesn't it? It'll never work. I won't make it. Tried that before. Might as well just stay put. So we have to talk to our little Eeyore and be a Tigger. So So when that sadness or that longing comes up, you might want to choose to acknowledge it instead of punishing or yourself about it, and just love it and say, you know what? I feel really sad right now, but I choose this or something better. When people don't want to feel something, like if you don't want to feel the feeling around something, I call that the spiritual bypass. You may have heard that before. We kind of bypass our emotional body. And we say what you focus on expands, but it only has to be for a second. You can acknowledge it. Acknowledge your emotional body and say, yeah, that feels sad. Yeah, but I see you. I know. I feel sad and I see you. If those feelings are there, they're going to keep coming up sometimes in really strange ways. Like I said, like a little kid. They want to be recognized. So those emotions, my suggestion is those emotions that we feel that could stop that process for us, it won't keep recreating that longing and the sadness if they're recognized. Might as well try that. So you could get into a spiral of punishment, yes? Mm-hmm. If you keep pushing things away, you can numb out and not feel. So my suggestion for this year, for 2025, don't bypass the feeling. You could say, I know it's on its way. I'm loving it into existence. And I choose this or something better. It's like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. What had to happen before she got what she wanted? What'd she have to go through? She had to go through that journey of realizing that she had what she needed all along, that she had the power within herself. So that tornado brought her to a new place of understanding and awareness. If she hadn't gone through the tornado, then would she have come up with those realizations? Uh-oh. So if there's a lot of chaos in your life, it can mean rebirth. And just what Bob said on the very beginning of this call, he said he's in a breakdown. Okay, thought process. And of course, shifting it to immediately, okay, I'm in a breakdown. That means I'm going through a breakthrough, which means I'm breaking free. So excellent. Excellent way to look at it. Chaos equals rebirth, perhaps. I mean, that's true, isn't it? With any kind of all these natural disasters happening, it brings out the best in humanity, but it brings out a rebirth of new thought, perhaps. And of course we hate, I don't like to use the word hate, but we really don't like it to be that way. But if you look at it, it does bring out the best in humanity to remind us to how to be compassionate. So the other piece about this is addiction happens when we numb out and try to feel good from the outside. So a lot of times when we start feeling bad about ourselves, we go to the outside to make us feel better, right? Shopping, sex, drugs, alcohol, working out, whatever it is. So visualizing this for 2025, all those 13 aspects, and choose to bring it all up to a 10 or 20. And go back to those what you jotted down at the very beginning. Ask yourself what inspires you. This gives you the clue about your own values. Maybe you don't even know, or maybe you do. If Dorothy hadn't gone through that journey, she would not have gained clarity. She had the power within the whole time. But we keep giving our power away to those outside forces, outside ourselves. Well, if I get another car, I'll be happy. Get another guy, I'll be happy. So we do have the power, by the way, to co-create our reality with everyone else around us. So notice what's around you right now. If you don't want to focus on what's not working, because that doesn't feel good. If you don't want to focus on what's not working, focus on what is working or what you choose to make work. in your relationships, in careers, your life. Look around you and appreciate who you are and what you have right now. Look to your left. What is over there? And appreciate, what is that? Wow, I've got files over here and a window to look out into the beautiful woods. Look to your right. What's over there? Oh, I've got John Lennon on the wall. Come together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look to the right, look to the left. That's something that you can appreciate right away and see it. Appreciate something. Think of a person in your life that you can really just appreciate one thing about them, just one thing. That helps with your visualization process too, because what happens if you start feeling gratitude and appreciation? What happens to you?
Changes your whole physicality and your mindset.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, it really does, because it raises your vibration to that level of appreciation. And because you're vibrating appreciation, guess what comes to you?
Things that you're wanting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and more appreciation for sure. And it could come in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how the law of appreciation works. It goes kind of hand in hand with law of attraction. So whatever you vibrate, whatever you're thinking, it vibrates and you will attract more of it. And the big piece about this visualization process, I think, is really getting into really allowing yourself to embrace it all and not push away all the things you don't want. You don't have to focus on it, but it's the emotional body sometimes needs tending to. And a lot of times, I know a lot of people who will write affirmations, and I call affirmations little lies. I tell myself until they become true, right? So those, you know, they write affirmations, but they are not feeling it. They're not visualizing it. They're writing it, which is one part of it, which is great. And they don't want to feel any of the other stuff that comes up for them. They don't want to look at it. Don't want to feel it. So acknowledge that emotional body. And I feel like it gets acknowledged enough so it won't be nipping at your heels. Oh, the universe was conspiring in Burge's favor. That's right, Julian. Absolutely. So appreciation never works. Did I say never works? Appreciation's never wasted. I was right. Slip. It's never wasted. It's never wasted. You can't ever waste it. Okay. So you guys know some of these vision pieces or intentional conscious intentions. You know how to do this. Probably like we used to do back in the 70s, we had treasure maps, vision boards, they call them now, you know, with pictures, words cut out on poster board that you look at. But it's done intentionally, because every time you're looking at it, your reticular activator in your brain is seeing it, and it's coming in. That's what you're vibrating, and you're seeing it, and you're thinking about it, and your attention center network is activated. That's why it's good to have them around. Okay. And it's fun to do those things. Writing your vision like it's already happened. I feel like that is a real powerful way to do it, because you're implying it's happened. This is for 2025. Wow, man, I moved to Palm Springs and everything met this. My love life is just flowing and my money is flowing, and it's just been an enormous experience, and I'm able to go on all the spiritual retreats with Burge, and which I'm going to Machu Picchu in October. Come. So, you know, you're able to see that like it's already happened. And I love looking at it and just, you know, dreaming into it, because it's what inspires you and what do you dream about? Because I think many of us perhaps have forgot how to dream or let go of our dreams and think it's too late. Or haven't morphed into a new dream that feels yummy. You know? So write that vision like it's already happened. And I always say, I pray for the highest good for all concerned. If you're not sure which way to go, if you're not sure, I got these two decisions to make, I always say, okay, I choose for the highest good for all concerned. You can say, I choose, or I pray, however you want to say it, for the highest good for all concerned. You can't go wrong doing that. Kind of capture it all, you know? That's that part of trust and allow and don't ask how, because sometimes we don't know how. How's that going to happen? Like my house. How in the hell did I get this house? The universe conspired in my favor. And I built a seminar room in it too. So it really happened. Yes, I did break into it several times, but don't tell. So I could like visions. I could, you know, go to pee in every toilet and say it's mine. But that's another story. Okay. Those of you who don't know me, I'm sorry. I like to have fun and be that way. All right. So another thing that you can do, anybody else have any other ideas on how to create a vision, or have you ever done it a different way without writing their visions or seeing it on a vision board? Anybody want to share anything?
Oh, maybe I have a question that I could add to understand the difference between dream and vision. How Perfect. Can you state that? Yes.
Perfect. Yes, yes. So a vision to me is something that I hold in my heart and in my head that aligns together, that I'm moving toward. It's a feeling place that I have, and I bring in that emotional part of my body. I bring in that emotional body along with my mind of what I'm holding, and I'm visualizing it. It's a vision of something that I can move toward. Now, a dream is something that I feel like even could go even deeper, because dreams are our subconscious. Actually, a lot of times our subconscious comes out and plays in dreams, and they've done a lot of research on dreams and what do they mean. But dreaming into it, okay, to me also can be synonymous with a vision if you are feeling it.
Okay.
That might mean the difference to me is you can write a vision, you can do the vision boards, but maybe you don't feel it. But if you're feeling it, you're owning it, you're vibrating it, you're dreaming into it, it's sort of like bringing in that little childlike essence of possibility. That it's almost really brings the juices out and you want to play. It's very playful to me. And it's not as mental. Does that feel right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's right.
Yeah. So it's just another part of the, yeah, it's another part that you can embrace. Good question. Excellent. Another thing that you can do, everybody, is you can say, so what? So what, I didn't get that house? So what, I lost $10,000 in the stock market? So what? Yes, Bob.
I actually learned that as part of a longer phrase. It's so what, now what?
I love it. I love that. It's so what, now what?
Now what?
That implies action. So this is, you know, this is you taking part. This is you taking part with the universe. You are taking action. When you write an intention or you write a vision and you're creating from that space, you're taking action and you're co-creating with the universe, and it moves you. So that's great that you say, now what? That puts you into a solution of, okay, next. Don't just sit there. Next. Yeah, I love it. Does anybody else have any questions or want to share anything about what they're creating in 2025? Because I'll share with you what we have in store that you could come play with us. No? Yes? No? Okay. All right. Well, we do these kinds of exercises together in our Conscious Leadership Academy, which we have continued this year, just so you guys know. I'm putting it in the chat. Here we go. There we go. If you go to essenceofbeing.com/CLA, that's our Conscious Leadership Academy. We basically we're having two calls a month, the first Tuesday and the last Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. Eastern. And we do a whole hour and a half once you're in the academy, and you get content lessons and you get some things that help you, but you're with the tribe of people that are really being conscious and really standing out in leadership to support other people in their consciousness and their orbit. Okay. So I'd love to play with you. They're just an hour and a half, but we go very deep because the power hours that I do are just an hour. I think it's called power hour. So the conscious leadership is an hour and a half that we go into different topics every time. Okay. So the next one coming up is January. It's the last Tuesday of every month and the first Tuesday of every month. And the next one's the 28th, January 28th. So you can go to essenceofbeing.com/CLA. Yes. Okay. That's in the chat. Pardon me? Did you have a question? I'm sorry. Okay. And then the next thing I'm doing is this Saturday. If you're into channeling and getting perspectives from other dimensions and curious about that or want some clarity, you can go to shamanasta.com. That's happening this Saturday. We do it the third Saturday of every month. And that's also in the chat, in this chat, shamanasta.com. I'll be doing that. If you have any questions that you'd like some perspective on, I have a feeling they're going to talk about all the doom and destruction going on in the world. But, and then essenceofbeing.com/EOA is our abundance class. We're doing a 1 day in Texas. So if you're in the Texas area, or even if you're not, come out and play with us. It's essenceofbeing.com/EOA, and that's in February 22nd. And our big, big 3 day experience that we do is Essence of Being. That'll be in Atlanta in March 21st through the 23rd. But just go to essenceofbeing.com and look at our schedule of events, and that'll tell you everything. The one thing I haven't put up there yet is our Machu Picchu spiritual retreat. Just got the landing page tonight. And we've gone to India. We've gone to Italy twice. We've gone to our High Vibes cruise we just did, which was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. A lot of fun was had, okay? But I'm only going to be taking 20 people to this next one because it's going to be very, very very specific for the Machu Picchu. So that's happening October 25th through November 1st. And it's not on the schedule yet, okay? But I'm just giving you guys a heads up before other people see it. But it's going to be extraordinary. We're going to have a generational Incan shaman play with us and do some ceremonies with us and, of course, be in the energy of Machu Picchu and other things. Okay. So check that out once we get it on our site, essenceofbeing.com. And I'm going to have another power hour in February. I do that every third Wednesday. And I think what we're going to be doing, just so you guys know, our next power hour will be a recorded meditation for self-love, because I'll be teaching breath work in Texas that week. So I will not be able to be doing that power hour. So I'm going to give you a little gift. Okay. So just be looking for that. Anybody have any takeaways or anything they want to share? What you going to create?
Well, Virg, I'm excited. I've decided I am going to commit to the Conscious Leadership Connections calls. So look for me to get signed up probably the first part of February. So got to get through my traveling, but I wanted you to know for sure that, you know, I'm committed to that. I've been having a great time, by the way, joining those calls, connecting with everybody, doing the exercises, so much fun. I mean, just we had so much fun. So I just can't see not doing it. You know, in terms awesome. Of my manifestations this year, I'm stepping toward them. And that feels really, really good. I've always wanted to go to Peru, so I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. So I like traveling, and your group is a lot of fun to travel with. So I had a great time on the High Vibes cruise. I expect I'll have a good time when we go to Peru. What else? Thank you for keeping this up. You know, I really do appreciate your presence all these years, and being able to come and go and connect again, you know, after some time. So
thank you, Deanna.
You're welcome.
Awesome. I love hearing that. Addie, do you want to say something?
Yeah, I would love to share so everybody could celebrate with me. I did finally make the decision to retire from full-time nursing. I'm so happy about that. And I found a part-time job for play money because I wanted that extra play money. That's super easy. I can work as little or as much as I want. When I'm in town, I can go in and work. When I don't want to go to work, I don't have to. I can do as little as I want or as much as I want. I can take as much vacation time as I want. Super flexible and easy extra money. So I'm super excited about that. And my B&B is doing really good. You know, I've been concentrating on that the last 3 months, really putting a lot of focus and attention and learning new skills. And I'm booked every weekend, January, February, March, April right now. And last year, January and February were the off season, just no business. And I'm already booked every weekend. So the high season is a, you know, no brainer. Those will be. But for low season to be already booked is huge. It's a miracle. And it's super exciting. Because so that's going to be extra income. Because I broke even last year, my first year in business. So this year, and I really only had it occupied about 6 months out of the year. And it looks like this year I'm going to be booked year round. So anyway, I'm off to 2024 was a difficult, constrictive, challenging year. And I just totally anticipate that 2025 is going to be expansive, and it's already flowing. It's already, you know, I'm super excited that I survived 2024 and that 2025 is just feeling like it's just going to flow. It's just going to be, I already feel the manifestation process just opening up. So I'm super grateful, super excited, super grateful that, yeah, I made it here. And that it's just, you know, it's just opening for me, just opening. Thank you, all of you that have been on the journey with me this last year and encouraged me and inspired me and loved me. Thank you.
That's awesome, Patty.
My tribe, and I'm so grateful for you. So grateful.
And you as well, my friend. So you're a good inspiration for us all. So yay. Good job. Very good. Very good. Yay.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is Victor from Uganda, East Africa. I want to appreciate really the essence of being Conscious Leadership Academy. For the 2 years, the fact is that Nadam, you've been communicating and sharing. Sometimes I could not let in, but this is another open up. 2025. Actually, it's so fabulous teaching and training. I've understood different skills and how to connect with yourself more emotionally, spiritually, and I'm yearning on how I could also share with some of my friends and people who are near to me. I really appreciate. Thank you so much for this vision and the way how you came up with the Conscious Leadership Academy. We are behind you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So blessed. So blessed. Yes, it's been a joy to bring education and hope to Africa for sure. So I've enjoyed building the schools and experiencing growth from adults and children. So thank you. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. Awesome. So we do make a difference, don't we? Yep. So I appreciate all of you tonight, and hopefully I'll see you. Does anybody else want to say anything before we leave? Bob?
I just want to, I think my big takeaway tonight is that I am feeling overwhelmed, and it's okay that I feel overwhelmed with everything I need to handle for the move. It seems to have exploded in the last week. Yeah, my replacement is starting Monday. And my late partner's niece is arriving Friday afternoon to take some things out of the house. And the real estate guy has told me the less I have in the house, the better, which I am freaked out by that. But
get some friends to help you. Get some people to help.
Well, it's yes. And trust and allow, don't ask how is smacking me about the face and head right now, because it means taking a step that I in my head I'm not ready to take, but I think I had a little bit of a prophetic dream the other night. I was on a cruise and I got left behind on the dock. So, yeah.
We would never leave you, Bob.
I understand, but I choose not to be left behind in my own life.
Wow. Because your spirit's ready, babe. Sometimes our physical body, our mental body, our emotional body's not ready, but our spirit's ready. And sometimes, like I said, the universe is conspiring in our favor, whether we know it or not, or believe it or not. So, yay. So you're taking steps, you're taking action. It's going to be easier and easier. And you're going to say to yourself a year from now, why didn't I do it sooner?
Well, if I had done it sooner, I would not have been on the cruise.
Well, that's why then. Okay. All right. I'll take that. All right. It's all working out in perfect divine time, honey. So congratulations. It's real. And you have a community to support you through all of that overwhelm. Yeah. So again, thank you. Anybody else?
Say hi to Brad for me.
Oh, Peter, I will. I will. He's not here right now, but I'll let him know you said hi.
Mm-hmm.
So again, thank you all for coming. And look on essenceofbeing.com. Look at the schedule of events for all the goodies that we have. Like I said, the Machu Picchu is not up there yet, but you might want to pencil it in if you're thinking about it. But it's October 25th through November 2nd. It's a bucket list of mine. So that's how I create these spiritual retreats. I think, what do I want to do? I'm going to go to... And then I like to bring everybody with me to experience some cool stuff. All right. What you focus on expands, everyone. And I trust that all is well. And I will see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Birds.
Thanks.
Thank you, everybody. See you soon. Bye-bye. Bye.